Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Live. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Well, this was unexpected this evening. We were hoping to have St. Louis Cardinals baseball for you, game two of a three-game series against the Royals. Instead, rain throughout the evening, and they're going to play two coming up tomorrow, a split doubleheader. 12:45 is going to be the makeup game, and then 6:45 is the regularly scheduled game, which will be the series finale. So here we are with the Gray Bar Sports Open Line, and it's great to have you with us. What a weird day it's been. I always like to kind of lift up the folks here at KMOX who do the important work, especially when it comes to severe weather coverage. You know, listening to Michael Calhoun and Dave Murray and them doing what they were doing today. So it's very much a real world sort of thing. And maybe I shouldn't have done what I did today, but I did. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who are in the exact same kind of spot that I was in. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Tornado sirens are going off. There was reports. I live in Chesterfield. There's a report of a Chesterfield tornado touchdown in Chesterfield, and we had lots of damage like in my neighborhood after the last storm that came through. They didn't say that there was a tornado, but lots of trees and things that came down. And I got to get to the ballpark. I got stuff that I got to do, 3:30, 3:40 or so. So I hop in my car and I start driving down 40, and it is just terrible. And the entire time I am listening to Michael and I'm listening to Dave and I'm listening to them go through where the system is at, where the rotation is at, where the heavy rain is, when it might be able to, you know, get a little bit clear. And they were spot on as always. Like I knew I was safe in terms of the tornado staying north of Highway 40, so that made me feel good. And then by the time I got to about Brentwood or so, I knew that the rain was going to let up in a pretty major way. What do you know? They were right. So it is, it's good to be able to have that kind of resource in our community that when we need it, we've got it. And yeah, then getting to the ballpark, and I was it took a little bit longer to get in today, so I was a little bit later than I would have liked to have been. The clubhouse was already open, and I was trying to collect the audio and everything that I normally do for the pregame show, and I was able to get that done. And by that time, I went back into our little studio at Busch Stadium, and I'm just about to start editing the audio and putting together everything that I need to put together for the pregame show. And we get a text message that says there's not going to be baseball today. And at that point, it's like 4:15, 4:20. And I know, okay, I got to get out of here. I got to get over to the station. We've got a full Redbird rush hour at 5 o'clock. So let's jump back up and get going and everything. So it has been a whirlwind day, to say the least. But all that being said, I'm glad that I'm here being able to talk a little sports with you, some Cardinals baseball with you here on a, what day is it? Is it Wednesday? Is it Tuesday? I literally have no day. It is Wednesday. That's something, I've said this before. When you work in baseball, you never know what day it is. It just feels like another day. I don't do as much weekend stuff, but having been somebody that previous to my time here, whether it was in minor league baseball, whether it was my time around the Brewers, it was an everyday thing. And the only thing that was really the differentiator that you always knew what day it was the Sunday day game. And yeah, there can be day games during the week, but those feel a little bit different. So I literally, until I looked it up on my computer 2 minutes ago, didn't know what day it was today. But it's Wednesday. So there you go. Happy Wednesday to you. We got a lot coming up on the program today. Coming up in about 9 minutes or so, we're going to talk with our friend Joe Roderick. He's part of the team over at Sports Hub STL. We'll talk some Cardinals with him. We'll see what else we get into. Always have fun conversations with Joe. So he's going to be coming up in just a little while. 6:35, we are going to be joined by Jake Zivin. He's going to be on the call this upcoming weekend as City SC looks for their second straight win. We haven't had many opportunities to talk because the Cardinals have been playing these night games all week, and we had a really, really busy show on Monday. But man, it was really good to see City SC pick up a victory this past weekend against San Jose, and now they are going to be on Sunday Night Soccer coming up this week as they go to Portland. So we'll talk with Jake about that. And then our friend Ryan Fagan, also part of the team at Sports Hub STL, just like Joe Roderick, he is going to join us at 7:20, and we'll talk Cardinals baseball with him. I just saw Ryan in the clubhouse a few hours ago. He was doing what I was doing, and now there's no baseball, so we will get him on Sports Open Line tonight. As always, if you want to chime in on the program, you've got multiple ways to do so. You can call or text the phone number 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Or you can leave a chat message if you are watching us on the video stream. We are streaming, as always, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, wherever you might be watching us. If you can leave a comment in the chat, we will get that and we will address that as we go along. So I thought, not to pat myself on the back and not to pat Kevin on the back. I'd rather pat Kevin on the back than myself. But I thought Redbird Rush Hour today, we hit on a lot of interesting things when it comes to this team. Cardinals, obviously, because taking a step back, where they're at from a record standpoint, it's fine. Where they're at from a standing standpoint, it's fine. What they're doing here, not over the last 4 days, 5 days, 4 days, whatever it is, that's not great. But in the grand scheme of things, if you take a step back, it's still very good right now for the St. Louis Cardinals. When you take that step forward, you see a Rangers series where they gave up a ton of runs twice, and then a game yesterday against Kansas City that they should not have lost. That they should have found a way to protect the 7-2 lead. You have games like that over 162 games. They're bummer games. I can tell you, like, that last night was as much of a bummer game as we've had this season. I was not happy with the way things went down. It felt like that was one where the Cardinals should have walked away with a victory, and it simply did not happen. And then you start to look at some of the things that are going on. And all season long, for the most part, starting pitching has been really good. And it's been really good kind of in a unique type of way, like we talked about on Redbird Rush Hour. Not a lot of swing and miss. You have a little bit of it with Sonny Gray. You have a little bit of it with Matthew Liberatore. And you don't have a whole lot of it with anybody else at this point. And generally, that's not overly sustainable for really good teams. But to the Cardinals' credit, and Oliver Marmol's talked about this a fair amount lately. He talked about this on the Gas House Gang on Tuesday. This team, and he and Dusty Blake and everybody else who's part of the baseball operation, they looked at the situation, said, okay, there's not a lot of swing and miss. How do we make guys the best version of themselves if they're not going to strike guys out? And from a control standpoint and other things, they've been able to get the most out of these non-strikeout pitchers. But you ask the question, is it a sustainable thing? Can you keep winning games with that type of staff? We'll find out. The other side of it is the bullpen. And man, it has been a wave. It's been a roller coaster when it comes to the bullpen this year because it's been not good. And then basically at every moment this year, the bullpen has either been performing like one of the best bullpens in baseball or like one of the worst bullpens in baseball. And it's just they've been riding it. And when they were winning all those games and we were seeing the emergence of Kyle Leahy into what he was doing and Steven Matz was so good. And now those guys have taken a little bit of a step back here recently. How much of that is just kind of a regression to the mean where they weren't going to be carrying sub-2 ERAs? So there's got to be a correction in there versus whether there's actually something to be concerned about. Yeah, well, I'd like to give you an answer on that. I really can't. I believe in those guys. But Kyle Leahy doesn't have a long-term track record, and Steven Matz doesn't have a track record of the bullpen. I think both these guys are going to be pretty good pitchers out of the bullpen this year and continue to contribute, but it's certainly something that we need to continue to keep an eye on. All right, Joe Roderick's going to join us in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere as we roll on. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We delivered. KMOX, now on FM. Crystal clear sound at 104.1 FM.
Back at it on a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you till 8 o'clock tonight. And if you're just tuning in, thinking that you're going to hear John Rooney and Ricky Horton broadcast Cardinals baseball, sorry to disappoint, but we don't have Cardinals baseball tonight. Instead, we have Sports Open Line because the Cardinals game was postponed, and they'll play a doubleheader coming up tomorrow. Right now, very happy to welcome on to the program. He's a friend of the program. He's part of the team over at Sports Hub STL. He is Joe Roderick. Joe, always good to talk to you. How are you?
Same with you, Matt. I wish I was at Busch Stadium with you right now, but alas, the phone will have to do.
I think you have become one of our OS. We have a full 2-hour show tonight. Let's call Joe because he'll come on.
if I ever turn you down, Matt, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, call the police or something, because there's something up with that if that's the case.
You know, I say that in the most lovingly way possible, by the way.
I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate you promoting what we're doing at Sports Hub STL, and I love talking baseball with you. So
there you go.
It's wins all around.
This team's playing really good baseball for the most part over the last month. This past week, couple games against Texas where they give up a bunch of runs, a bummer of a loss yesterday. I feel like almost in 162 games, you're not supposed to be living and dying with every single game. But with this Cardinals team where there was very little belief and then a little bit more belief, and now some people are taking a step back, it just seems like every day is resetting the barometric pressure of where this team is at.
Yeah, and it's weird because we're in June now, and we've been talking about this team a lot since February, and the way that we talk about this team is so different. We are into the third month of the season now, and we're still bringing up the fact that, you know, back at the start of spring training, back in February, if we would have been living and dying on this team, you would have thought we were crazy if we were talking to you about it. We thought this was going to be such a wasted summer, such a boring summer. You know, we were happy the Blues went on that run they did to get into the playoffs because they're like, yeah, they better go on a big run because they're going to need to save the summer because the Cardinals are going to suck. And they haven't. They've been fun to watch. They've played, I think they've exceeded all expectations more than probably any team in all of baseball. And I would much rather get mad at a Cardinal loss in early June than sit there and just look at my phone around 9:30 and go, oh, they're losing again. No, I'm locked in on all of these. And last night's loss, it got to me. It's one of the, I think Schaefer and Stefan were saying that it's the worst loss of the season. And I mean, it's maybe a little extreme, but you know, when the Cardinals are scoring runs, when they score 7 runs, you expect them to win these days.
Yeah, and more specifically, when they score 7 runs and they're up 7-2. And look, they did all of it against Michael Lorenzen, basically. The Royals started putting some bullpen guys out. Something I haven't talked about a lot that I've been thinking about, the Brant Brown is so good at putting together game plans for opposing starting pitchers. I do wonder, if they have this game plan in mind, then you get to the bullpen, if it takes a moment or so. Like, I don't know. I'm just, it's those things that pop in my mind, and I don't know if it's real or not, but it was a stark difference yesterday between facing Lorenzen and every other bullpen pitcher that the Royals brought in.
And take it a step further with the Brown preparation that he has. It seems like when they are facing aces, and I don't really consider Michael Lorenzen an ace. I know he was an all-star a couple years ago, but when they're facing the best of the best, they seem to be even more prepared against them. You've seen it against Paul Skenes. You saw it against the Phillies. Heck, they scored a run in the first inning off of Jacob deGrom when they faced him on Sunday. It appears as if they're like ready to go against these top pitchers, that he's able to find something with them, with the starting pitchers that gives him the edge for that. And that does kind of go against, you know, a few years ago you were just kind of itching to get into that bullpen of other teams because you know that they would go off on them. But that was, you know, a lot more veteran players then too. I feel like that was maybe the case, you know, when Pujols, Goldschmidt were kind of in the middle of that lineup. And yeah, you have seen them this year really kind of attacking those starting pitchers, those elite-level starting pitchers, too.
Yeah, there's something for young guys learning what it takes not just to get through 162 games, but what it takes to, you know, be able to get through 9 innings and get through 4 at-bats and have that competitive edge every single at-bat, every single day, every single week, every series, every month, you know, so on and so forth. And it is still a relatively young team, and it's the first time in a while that, other than Arenado, who's not a big offensive contributor right now, there's not a lot of deep veterans on this team. So the core of this team right now is the Donovans, is the Newt Bars, you know, the Herreras, and they've never been in a spot before where it's been on them to lead the way.
And with the technology the way it is too, you see a pitcher comes in, if they show a shot at the dugout, it's the next three batters kind of huddled around that tablet watching video of these pitchers. And maybe for a veteran, it's something they've gotten used to over the past few years. For a few of the guys you just mentioned there are, 24 and younger? So some of these core members of the team this year. And this is all pretty new to them, to have that kind of technology at their fingertips, to have, to know how to watch it and to know how to gather that information quickly and take it right up to the plate.
Last night was the first of what was scheduled to be 13 straight days. Obviously, no game today because of a rainout, but now they got to do 11 straight days, starting with a doubleheader tomorrow, which doesn't put you in any better situation, even with getting a bullpen reset. We saw them push a starter in Pallante maybe further than they would have. I'll be really curious to see if they do that sort of thing with Miles Michaelis. This next month, Joe, is going to be really interesting as they try to win today, like the proverbial today, but they also try not to lose tomorrow or lose the next day because of a move you make that night. Like, just playing all these games in a short amount of time with this team that's still relatively young, it's going to be interesting to watch the moves and the decisions that Oliver Marmol makes.
I think tomorrow's their fifth doubleheader of the year now, which ties how many doubleheaders they had all of last year. And I'll tell you what, I haven't had a chance to look into it yet, do the research yet for it. When did McGreevy pitch last? Do we know when he pitched last for Memphis?
Yes, yesterday, but they pulled him out at 70 pitches.
That doesn't do you any good tomorrow, though.
No, but it sounds there's some. I think John Denton put it out on Twitter. I'm of the belief that McGreevy is going to make at least two starts in the month of June. That either they're going to call him up, send him back down for 10 days, call him up again, and get two starts, or they're just going to call him up and go with a 6-man rotation for the entire month of June, and he's just going to be here. Like, either way, I think McGreevy plays in June. And John Denton on Twitter today said that he thought that we would see McGreevy start on Sunday.
Man, that does, if you could have predicted this weather, if you could have known it was going to be bad enough today to do that, to see if he would have gotten pushed or pulled yesterday and scratched before the game started and planned for that, I would have loved to see that. I am such a huge fan of what I've seen out of him and his starts last year. Everything he did in spring, he comes in here and shuts out the Mets. I want to see him be a part of this. I want to see him be a part of this rotation for the rest of the season. I don't know who you have to move out. I don't know if they trade Fetty to open a spot, trade Pallante, because I kind of see this as you're not trading for extra arms. You're trading one of those starting pitchers to acquire Michael McGreevy in your rotation. And that's what I want to see down the stretch run, because for everything I've seen, I know he's young. I know that he is very young and very raw when it comes to the major leagues. I've said this many times. I think Michael McGreevy, from what we saw at the spring training, from what we've seen in his last 5-6 outings in the big leagues, Michael McGreevy is a wild card round starter for this Cardinal pitching staff right now. That's how much I think of him, to where it's Sonny Gray, it's, I guess, Libertor this year, and it's Michael McGreevy. That's who I'm going with for my 3-man rotation in the wild card round of the playoffs.
He is Joe Roderick, part of the team over at Sports Hub STL. They're doing post games after all games. What you do is you listen to my Cardinal post game show, and then you watch the Sports Hub one later in the evening on replay. That's the way you need to work that one out. But whether it's Blues, whether it's City, go ahead.
I was going to say, we're doing a really fun thing now for the summer. We're counting up, I guess. We're going 0 to 99. The best St. Louis athlete, professional athlete, to wear every single jersey number 0 through 99. We just started it. We're having debates on some of the tougher choices with Bernie, with Randy Carricker, yeah, with Mike Claiborne. We're doing that. So we released our debate on number two the other day. We released our debate on number seven earlier this afternoon. Five and six were pretty easy choices, Matt. We didn't have to spend too much time deciding who the best St. Louis athletes were to wear number four, number five, number six. There are some real easy ones out there, but then there's some that make it a little more difficult.
Yeah, and it was Bernie's all over with you guys, whether it's written content or video stuff. So, you know, obviously Bernie's here at KMOX as well, so it's fun to see the intermixing of everything that's going on. But Joe, appreciate
Absolutely.
The time. Appreciate you jumping on at the last second, and we'll talk to you again on a day where the Cardinals did not get rained out.
Absolutely. I don't know. I'll be sitting on my phone the next rain out waiting for your text. So we'll be good to go.
It's going to be a bit now where even if we get you on other days, we always have to get you on rain out days. I'm just saying it right now. That's the bit. We're going with it.
All for it, man.
All right. That's Joe Roderick, Sports Hub STL. Always appreciate him taking some time with us. When we return, we'll talk some City SC soccer. Jake Zivin's going to be on the call this upcoming weekend as they match up against Portland. Do they have a second straight win in them? We'll get Jake's thoughts coming up in just a moment as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Cards, the Royals.
It's a split doubleheader. First game, 12:45. The second at 6:45.
Cardinals Radio, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
I'll tell you what. So the Cardinals got rained out tonight, and we got an unexpected show. And whatever guest we happen to get on, they are saying yes in a very short amount of time. And we are very appreciative of all those people because not much lead time. And that includes Jake Zivin. He is the lead play-by-play broadcaster for MLS Season Pass. That means he's got the Sunday night soccer matchups in each week working alongside of Taylor Twellman. And he's got City coming up this weekend as they match up against Portland on Sunday night. And Jake Zivin joins us here on the program once again. Jake, always appreciate your time and thank you for saying yes at a last-second nature of all this.
Matt, no problem. I grew up in Evanston, Illinois, a Cubs fan since the day I was born, so I'm happy to help out the Cardinals when they're rained out. And hey, the Cubs, because I can come and say the Cubs are in first place in the NL Central and in the entire National League as of right now.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk soccer in a second, but you brought it up. How as a Cubs, because, I mean, look, 38-22 is legit. And they're a half game in front of the Mets for the best record in the entire National League. How much do you believe in them, A, being this good, or B, being really good but not this good?
Yeah, look, I will say I am not nearly the game in and game out follower of the Chicago Cubs that was when I grew up, and I listened to every game on the radio because I couldn't watch TV until I got my homework done. Pat Hughes and Ron Santo growing up. But now from afar, and I live in Portland, Oregon, more casual, it's excitement for the first time since they kind of broke up the World Series winning team, right? So I'm excited. I don't think they're as good as that team, again, from afar, not watching every game, but paying a little attention. But baseball is, if you get into the playoffs, anything can happen in a way, right? I don't know if they're at the level of the Dodgers, but we'll see. It's fun for at least them to be where they're at right now. How great it was when they won the World Series and then kind of how tough it was for that team to be broken up.
I guess I didn't, and it's on your Twitter account, so I should know. I guess I didn't connect the dots that you're a Portland guy. So you get to sleep in your own bed. You got to love it when you've got Portland home games.
Yeah, I do. I do. And, the past 2 years, we did a lot of games in Florida and with Lionel Messi coming to Inter Miami, in Ohio because the crew in Cincinnati were great, in St. Louis because St. Louis City was so good their first year and the atmosphere is incredible. So I was flying from the West Coast to at least, either right to the Mississippi River or usually east of the Mississippi River for a lot of games. And now this year, our schedule on Sunday Night Soccer has actually been a little heavy West Coast, Western Conference. So Taylor Twellman can fly across the country because he lives in the Northeast. And he can come on this side and he can make up for the past couple of years when I was flying that way most of the time.
I love the Sunday Night Soccer. Like, I'm a dad. I've got two kids. So yeah. Weekends get bunched up with a million things. And obviously there's baseball stuff going on. And I know there's Sunday Night Baseball, but there's something about being able to sit in my office at the end of a weekend, kind of getting ready for the week and being able to turn on Sunday Night Soccer. I do it almost every week. So it's a nice thing that you guys have done. That Sunday night window, whether it's Sunday Night Football, NBC's going to be doing the Sunday Night Basketball this year. It's a really good window for live sports.
Man, that's great. It's great to hear that. And we've heard that a lot, all over, everywhere we go. People, I think, are watching and they're enjoying, as you said, the ability to have kind of an appointment viewing game every Sunday night where they know they can settle in and they can watch what will hopefully be a really good game. So I'm glad you feel that way. That was certainly one of the big intentions behind the creation of Sunday Night Soccer this year. And I think a lot of people have similar feelings to you. So keep watching. Yeah, we love it. Particularly, of course, when it's St. Louis City, as it will be this week.
Yeah, it's going to be match number two for David Critchley in the interim coaching role. Pretty good in game number one where they beat San Jose. They have the lead. They give up the late goal, which is something they've done a lot of. But what they haven't done a lot of is rebounding from that. And then they get their own late goal and they win by a 2-1 score. How different did they look like to you in that game compared to what you saw leading up to that?
Yeah, they did look different, right? It felt like they were able to kind of have some of the restraints taken off of just the way that they play. And I think David Critchley wanted that, and that was by design. It was winning a game is great, particularly in your first game with an interim manager. The first goal was a mistake from San Jose's goalkeeper, right? He didn't read the play right multiple times in maybe a 5-second span. But then the penalty, that was earned really well, taken really well. And it's a really, really good win, given how the season has gone, given the coaching change. But beyond the result, yeah, it just felt different, you know? I mean, even when the lineup came out, and, I mean, we were used to, at times this year, you'd see the starting 11 for St. Louis City, and we're looking like, there's five guys in here that kind of play center back, or have played center back, and then there's three defensive midfielders, and just two attack line of players, and it felt so defensive. And then this 11 comes out, and there's just one center back in there, and Chris Durkin, a defensive midfielder, is playing center back. Now, certainly that's because of injuries and absences, but it just felt a little more opened up, a little more fresh, a little more energetic, which I think the team really need. It looked that way on the field, and sort of the advanced data stuff, you know, points that way as well. And that's a good thing, I think. You know, I think this team really needed it, and I'm sure they're going to continue that, you know, week by week, and we'll see even more of that on Sunday in Portland.
Your broadcast partner, Taylor Twellman, is we claim him. He's a St. Louisan. He may not live here anymore.
Yeah, of course.
He is passionate.
He claims you, yeah.
Yeah, he's very passionate about soccer in the city, and he's been he has not held back in his thoughts on some things that have happened, and it feels like a lot of the criticisms that he had about things that were happening under Olaf Melberg kind of got fixed very quickly in that matchup against San Jose.
Yeah, look, you know, ever since we've been calling games together for the past now 2.5 years, and what the second game, actually the first game we called together was St. Louis City's home opener, week two of 2023, because the game we were supposed to do on opening week was postponed because of weather in Los Angeles. So the first regular season game we ever called together was actually week two of that year, and it was that wonderful home opener. And he told me from the get-go about look, I knew about the history of soccer in St. Louis, but about kind of the standard of the game in St. Louis, right? And that this is an educated fan base. It's an educated city when it comes to the game, and they expect the game to be played a certain way. And he, of course, has been pretty vocal, I think, about that over the past 6 months, or the 3 months of the season, really, as it's been. And yeah, you know, I get it. I like to watch the game a certain way as well. And if you're playing really defensive and kind of, you know, almost safe and you're winning, that's okay. Right. But I think if you're going to play that style, you do have to win, especially in a city like St. Louis that knows the game well and wants to be entertained by the game. And so when you're not winning and you're not playing a particularly entertaining style of soccer, it's going to be tough. So I do think that seemed to be changed, right, with this move. But we'll see. It's one game, right? And we'll see. And you know, David Crichley is an interim manager. Interim managers have become full-time head coaches before, right? And especially when it's super unexpected. But I think, you know, whoever takes over full-time next, whether it be David Crichley or another outside hire, will probably be expected to set the tone with, a different style of play, one that's maybe a little more exciting and aggressive.
It's not going to be easy for them to be a postseason club. They are buried right now, and they have a ton of work to do. It's also not completely out of the realm of possibility that they get up into, you know, maybe one of those final two spots or something like that. It's possible, but that they have to win a bunch of games. Portland's a pretty good team. What does City need to do this weekend to have some success for a second straight week?
Yeah, first of all, when it comes to the playoffs, I don't think it's look, it's not going to be easy, but they're only 6 points out of a playoff spot, and they have a game in hand over several of the teams above them. They win that game, they're only 3 points out of a playoff spot halfway through the season. That's certainly doable if they can turn it around like they did at the end of last year. And maybe this move being made a little bit earlier in the year allows that to happen, because they were good the last, eight regular season games of last year after League's Cup. But the hole was just a little too big to overcome, and they weren't quite good enough. They weren't undefeated, didn't win all of those last eight games. But now there's enough of a runway, and it still looks very manageable. Not the 14, right, the second to last place, but when you look at the points, it does look manageable. Portland has been good this year, for sure. They are a team at home particularly that when they get going, they are really, really hard to stop. Portland and St. Louis are two of the best soccer cities in this country. Portland's history with the game goes back 50 years when the Timbers joined the NASL and it took over the city. I mean, they became a phenomenon. Their games were sold out, lines around the block trying to get in, and it has remained that type of city for 50 years. So St. Louis City supporters that come in, they're traveling or that are watching, they'll see a similar environment as Energizer Park, an educated fan base, a demanding fan base, a raucous fan base. And at times when the Timbers get going at home, it can feel like that ball is kind of getting sucked into the goal by the Timbers Army, their supporter group. So St. Louis is going to have to, one, try to take that out of the game, right? Scoring first, important. And two, I think being compact. The Timbers have shown when the game's open and stretched and they can get out and run and be in transition, they are as good as any team in this league. When their opponents stay a little more compact and sit back and defend, they struggle to break it down. Now, if you're listening and what we just talked about with St. Louis City's switch in style from Olaf Melberg to now David Critchley, actually Olaf Melberg's style may have played a little bit better into the Timbers' weaknesses, which are breaking down a team that is sitting back, that's defending with numbers in the box. If David Critchley, I expect him to continue to try to be more aggressive. He has to. That's got to be what he's tasked with as an interim manager after this change. That might actually play into Portland's hands, but we'll see. I mean, I think the important thing for St. Louis is going to be careful in transition with the Timbers, because when they get going and they have room and they get on a break, they can hit you just like that. And you think you're good, and then 5 seconds later, you're down 1-0. And they can do that as well as any team in this league.
Jake Zivin will be on the call this upcoming weekend for Apple TV MLS Season Pass. You don't need the MLS Season Pass for the Sunday Night Soccer. You do need the Apple TV subscription. But if you love yourself some Ted Lasso, so you got Apple TV as is, you're going to be able to watch on Sunday night. And we always encourage people to get the entire Season Pass package, because it's pretty amazing if you are an MLS fan, a soccer fan. Jake, always appreciate the time. Thank you for doing this last minute, and I'm sure we'll talk again down the line.
No problem, Matt. Absolutely. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Very good. You too. That's Jake Zivin joining us here on the program. One more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one of the program. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it on KMOX, starting to wrap up hour number one of the program. We've got you till 8 o'clock tonight. Still one more guest to go, Ryan Fagan from Sports Hub STL. He's going to join us at about 7:20. We'll have an opportunity. I kind of treat this like the day game version of a Sports Open Line, where I always tell you during the extra inning show, we don't have time for phone calls and text messages and tweets because we got to get you to the Dave Glover show. But don't worry. Don't you worry. We'll have you. We'll have that available for you on Sports Open Line. Well, yeah, there was not a game today, but we will open up phone calls or open up the phone lines and everything. If you want to chat anything Cardinals related at 7:05 after the 7 o'clock news, we will give you that opportunity to do so. Yesterday was one of those games where, man, there was a lot of controversy. There was drama. Maybe controversy is too strong of a word, but there was drama. There was a lot of I enjoyed it because I enjoyed the baseball conversation. What I don't enjoy is people not being like completely open-minded about things. You would have thought, based off some of the text messages I got yesterday and even some of the social media conversations that have continued on today, you would have thought that Oliver Marmol made the biggest bonehead decision in the history of baseball when he allowed Andre Pallante to face off against Bobby Witt Jr. And I'll be the first to admit that, like, the optics of that moment of Witt being the guy who ends up beating you, like, the optics don't look good. But sometimes you gotta take a little bit of a deeper look at something and know what led up to it and everything else that's going around it, and see that there's a sound reason for the decisions that were made. If Pallante would have been pulled before the Witt at bat and they would have brought in somebody else, would have I been upset about that? No, like, that was one of those things where I'm fine with whatever decision that's made. But the decision to stick with Pallante made a lot of sense when you look at he had retired 13 in a row. Yeah, he gives up the home run on a mislocation pitch. But even those, when you break down those hits leading up to the Bobby Witt hit, you had a soft contact one. You had two hits with low probabilities, hit probability. There weren't like these red flags just going up in the air that you got to get this guy out. By many measures, Pallante should have been out of the inning already, if not for some bad luck on some of these hits. And you just would have thought that it was a terrible, terrible, terrible decision, and I would strongly push back on all of that. But we can talk through some of that a little bit more. We did that a fair amount on the extra inning show, but we could talk through what's going on with this Cardinals team. So we'll do that after the 7 o'clock news. Stick with us. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.